An animator from Fairbanks just raised more than $40,000 on Kickstarter to build an interactive story about a whale on driftwood stilts. Kickstarter is a website that provides a platform for grassroots do-it-yourself fundraising for projects like movies, music, and journalism. Now based in San Francisco, Gabriel Smetzer is able to devote himself fully to the project with the money he raised. APRN's Wendy Jonasson has more.
The story of Floon follows a bearded whale using driftwood stilts to walk across a desert after his ocean is drained. He's joined by his friends, a frog with a unicycle helicopter, a rabbit with homemade wings, and a seahorse in a jar, pushing like a hamster would push a ball, in search of a new home and answers to questions of how their home was destroyed. Smetzer, the animator behind the project, says once he established the character of the whale, he knew the story would be special.
One of the main concepts is, what if you took an animal out of its environment, and then what kind of things would that animal invent if it had the human gift of invention? I also like to take another step further and seeing how they might adapt to their new environment or their new mode of transportation.
Since this story is told via electronic mediums like tablets and computers, Smetzer has taken the opportunity to incorporate music and ambient sounds, something he says will add depth and life to the story.
And I really wanted to create this immersive experience where there's music and ambient sounds. Like you feel part of the story when you hear the wind and the trees rustling in the wind. And I really wanted it to be an experience.
The way Smetzer tells the story and the way the audience digests it is pretty unique. It'll be an interactive story, a sort of choose-your-own-adventure meets The Sims. He explains the concept in a video he posted on Kickstarter to encourage donations.
To move the story forward, you don't turn pages, but keep your main character well-fed and flying through richly illustrated side-scrolling environments.
Where did Smetzer get his inspiration? He grew up in what he calls humble beginnings in a log cabin outside of Fairbanks. Like many other children growing up in Alaska, Smetzer loved being outside. He cross-country skied, he hiked, he played in the woods. But during the winter, he nurtured his creativity and began indulging in the fundamentals of animation.
But then you also have long winters, so you spend a lot of time indoors, and so you have to focus on something. You have to have to keep yourself sane, and I would draw a lot and play music and fiddle around on the computer.
Smetzer has been working on the story of Floon between freelance animation projects for the last year. But in order to fully commit to the project, he started a Kickstarter campaign to raise money. Over 1,200 people donated more than $44,000 in just 31 days, ending on the summer solstice. He says this money will allow him to hire a sound engineer, sound editor, and some string players like a cellist and a violinist. Contributors are also adding to the creativity in fun ways.
If you contributed $500, I'd make you a character that we could add into the story. There's definitely stipulations that I wouldn't want any kind of zombie Mickey Mouse. That'd be weird.
Floon may sound like a children's storybook, but Smetzer says he hopes it'll appeal to a wider audience.
That's sort of a balance I'm playing with having cute characters with big eyes, but also this whale is carrying this heavy burden and is old and has a beard and it gives the story depth. So I think adults will enjoy it as much as children.
Smetzer says that the story can be finished by next year, but he hasn't established a set deadline yet. When it does come out, the audience will be able to download it on Kindles, iPads, Android devices, PCs, and Macs. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonasson.